your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption. This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of November 11th, 2004.
All right, police!
Bad Cop No Donut! Bad
Cop.
On Sunday, a Chicago police officer was arrested for counterfeiting CDs. Officer Naftali Gonzalez was arrested with as many as 25,000 pirated CDs and was charged with official misconduct and two counts of illegal use of an audio recording. Gonzalez has been relieved of his duties as a police officer. An Ithaca, New York police officer was indicted last Friday in connection with an incident last July when he and three other officers raided and destroyed a local homeless community without legal justification. Officer Kevin McKenna has been charged with official misconduct and three counts of criminal mischief. Each charge has a maximum sentence of 1 year in jail. McKenna has been released on his own recognizance. According to both police and witnesses, McKenna and three other officers entered the homeless enclave and began to destroy tarps and tents of the people who lived there, destroying and throwing furniture into a nearby waterway. Another officer, Chris Miller, was suspended without pay following the incident. The remaining two officers have not been charged by the local district attorney, who cites lack of evidence as the reason. The Ithaca police chief says that the charges resulting from the grand jury are proof that the police can be trusted to police themselves. Meanwhile, back here in the real world, 25% remains a failing grade. A deputy U.S. Marshal in Montgomery County, Maryland, who was charged after killing a man following a traffic dispute, has been denied bail by a judge after prosecutors alleged in court that the deputy had a long history of misconduct and had exhibited a pattern of violence for years. Deputy Arthur Lloyd was arrested and charged with murder last week, but didn't appear in court until Friday, which is where prosecutors made their claims about his previous conduct. Lloyd's murder charge is the result of his fatal shooting of a man who he had a dispute with in the parking lot of a shopping center on October 28th. Police acknowledged receiving 16 911 calls about the incident, including one from the victim of the shooting. Lloyd shot the man four times, the fatal shot having been fired as the victim was driving away from the deputy, desperately trying to escape death. Lloyd's wife and child had complained in the past of being beaten by him. He has been disciplined repeatedly by the U.S. Marshals Service for a number of infractions. In 1985, Lloyd bound the hands and feet of a prisoner in a jail cell and alternately abused the man and read passages from the Bible to him. Lloyd was forced to pay the prisoner $10,000 when the man sued him. Lloyd's wife had two restraining orders placed against him. In the application for one, she said that her husband had broken the kitchen door with her head. In 1999, Lloyd's son called 911 and told police that he had cuts on his face because his father had thrown him out of a window. The restraining orders were dropped and Lloyd was never charged with a crime. His records show that he was once suspended for a period of 1 year. Civil liberties and other groups, including some representing visible minority police officers, are urging New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly to abolish an internal panel he convened to re-examine complaints of police abuse during the Republican National Convention. The New York Civil Liberties Union wrote a letter to Kelly complaining that his proposed panel would increase the chances that complaints would not be taken seriously and would result in delayed proceedings against officers accused of misconduct. They also say that the panel undermines the goal of independent civilian oversight of the police. The police chief in Ludlow, Illinois, pleaded guilty to three misdemeanor charges of attempted official misconduct. Chief Rodney Webb made the plea to avoid more serious felony charges of misconduct and tampering with official records in connection with the mishandling of a DUI ticket while he was serving as Ford County Sheriff's Deputy. Webb had been serving in that jurisdiction in 2000 after former Sheriff Jeff Bond was convicted of official misconduct and compelling a confession by use of force. As part of his plea agreement, Webb cannot serve in local law enforcement for a period of 2 years and must pay almost $10,000 in fines and court costs. A sheriff's deputy in Plainfield, Illinois, has been charged for forging documents in order to have a former colleague's driver's license suspended. Deputy Daniel Smith was charged with 3 counts of forgery and 3 counts of official misconduct, all felony charges. Smith forged the documents claiming that a former deputy and friend and the man's wife were unable to drive because of a medical condition or similar circumstance. Not only did he falsely file forms claiming that they couldn't drive, but he also forged the signatures of 3 other deputies on the forms. His former friend eventually had his license suspended by the state, and an investigation was launched. Deputy Smith is free on bond and has been relieved of his duties with pay. The city manager in Cincinnati has released a decision which ensures that officers who suffocated a man to death in 2003 will not be disciplined for their actions, which the official describes as justified. This surprising decision came after the Citizens Complaints Authority had released their decision, which said that police had used excessive force and should be disciplined. Police killed Nathaniel Jones in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant in November 2003. The county coroner subsequently ruled that Jones was killed by suffocation. The man's family is pushing forward with a federal lawsuit. Jones was at least the 19th black man to be killed in confrontations with Cincinnati police since 1995. The police chief in Elwood, Indiana, was suspended as a result of a professional misconduct complaint filed by another officer. On Monday, the mayor of Elwood suspended Chief Toby Barker with pay and stripped him of his weapon, badge, patrol car, and keys to the police department. An officer has filed a complaint against Barker seeking a protection order, alleging that he stalked the officer on at least 3 occasions. The officer complained that Chief Barker's unwanted attention forced her to move to a new home. He had once showed up at her home late at night and raged because she wouldn't answer her phone. He had also attempted to get into her car on several other occasions. A former Shreveport, Louisiana police officer's brutality complaint against a current officer is being heard in court this week. Officer Janet Daly is accused of beating the former officer after she decided to investigate what she called suspicious activity. The former officer was talking on a cell phone inside his car near a local supermarket. Daly did not give the former officer a reason for searching him and hit him 2 times with her nightstick before placing him in handcuffs and throwing him in the back of her squad car. Daly's supervisor showed up and, recognizing the former officer, had him released without being charged. The former officer is seeking unspecified damages. A school principal from Springfield, Massachusetts, was brutalized by police last week while he was having a diabetic attack. The principal was in his car outside of a convenience store when the attack came on. A store clerk called the police when the car had been in the parking lot for about an hour. According to witnesses, unnamed officers beat the man after dragging him through his car window and suggested he was a crack addict, even after he informed him of his medical condition. The man, who is black, received medical treatment, including 18 stitches, after the attack. One officer likely involved in the attack is Jeffrey Asher, who filed the incident report, and who was suspended without pay in 1997 for kicking a black man during an arrest. According to reports in the Baltimore news media, Police Commissioner Kevin Clark has been fired. Clark became commissioner in 2003, replacing Ed Norris, who was subsequently convicted of corruption charges relating to his tenure in Baltimore. Clark's dismissal is related to a domestic incident between the commissioner and his girlfriend. He has been on leave since the altercation, which occurred in May. The domestic charge was investigated by another police department, but their report has not been released to the media, despite their attempts to acquire the documents in court. And in some better news this week, police in Oakland announced Friday that they will no longer use rubber or wooden bullets, stun guns, tear gas, and motorcycles to disperse crowds. The announcement settles part of a class action suit brought by 52 police victims from an anti-war protest in April 2003, where the police attacked demonstrators with no warning. The victims are also seeking monetary damages, and that case will be heard in court this January, settlement notwithstanding. Email your comments and story ideas to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. From CKLN 88.1 FM, I'm Ron Anisich. Every week we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song. This week it's The Badge by Poison Idea.
Suck on this.
Like to see it.
kids choose to cry. The cops are looking, taking for a little ride. The kids stuck off on the side. Sworn to serve and protect, we get to kill it. Bad word, fast spilling. Lives on the street, bust the guy. Do you like to see his children cry? Bastards who suck, style, face, they're dead. As you look back, what goes through your head? Some still call you pig. Some still call you pig. To the justice fantasy, fresh out of the academy. Find time losing boxes, can't make your day. Unless you pay off, then you look away. You burn a flag from the house of boxes, guy. Do you like to see his children cry? Love a look and take it for a little ride. Get some dumb on the side. The fact that you suck, a child, a place, and dead. As you look back, what goes through your head?
Got it.